This is Fresh Air. Lizzo is a singer, rapper, and dancer who's also been playing the flute since she was in junior high. Prince was a fan and had her sing on his 2014 album, Plectrum Electrum. Lizzo's new album is called 'Cause I Love You, and rock critic Ken Tucker says it's a diverse set of songs that showcase an immensely ambitious artist.
Yo, once upon a time I was a hoe. I don't even wanna hoe no more. Got you something from the liquor store. Little bit of Lizzo and some more. Trying to open up a little more. Sorry if my heart a little slow. I thought that I didn't care.
Is anyone more fun to listen to right now than Lizzo? I think not. Her singing possesses a warmth that can't be faked or manufactured. Her phrasing is smoothly conversational, enunciated through a smile. Her big and bawdy songs are the kind of music heard on the radio or leaking through a bystander's earbuds that makes people say, "Hey, who is that?"
Mirror, mirror on the wall, don't say it 'cause I know I'm cute. Ooh, Louis down to my drawers, LV all on my shoes. Ooh, I be dripping so much sauce, got a bin looking like bread goo. Lit up like a crystal ball. Don't even gotta try.
Now you know.
I like shouting, nigga, better over time.
Now you know.
They just say I'm not the baddest bitch you like.
Lizzo is actually 30-year-old Melissa Jefferson. She was a child in Detroit, a teenager in Houston, and she moved to Minneapolis when she was a young woman starting her career. She's been playing the flute since her junior high school marching band days. And I have to say, the free-spirited flute solos I've seen her dash off on YouTube and Instagram videos have overcome my hatred for the use of this instrument in pop music, going all the way back to Jethro Tull's Ian Anderson in the 1970s. Many of Lizzo's songs feature lyrics intended to be inspirational in a way that is in keeping with someone who spent her youth, as she has said, being called, quote, "the chubby girl with funny teeth and a big girl with a cute face."
That's exactly how I feel. That's exactly how I feel. That's exactly how I feel. I woke up this morning, wrong side of the bed. I don't have to explain it. I might be a bitch. I might make a friend. Ain't I so amazing?
For a while early on, Lizzo figured she'd be primarily a rapper. She claims not to know whether or not she had a good enough voice to sing melodies. Fortunately, she hooked up with some producers who wanted to hear what she could do with a ballad. The results, as can be heard on this song, Jerome, are superb. Lizzo has a sense of history. When it came time to choose a major label record deal, she says she signed with Atlantic Records in part because it had been the home of one of her idols, Aretha Franklin. When she wanted to include a fierce rap on her album, she opted to do it as a duet with another hero of hers, Missy Elliott. When she wanted to include a sultry ballad, she created the song called Lingerie, which sounds as though it could have emanated from a Memphis studio like Stax or High Records in the 1960s and 70s.
Hair down, moonlit, look at my
lipstick. So thick, so fit. Wanna put your lips in places. Ooh, the sun don't shine there. I like that.
Like that.
Right there. Keep going and going and keep it flowing. You know what you're doing, don't you?
As far as Lizzo's contemporaries go, I think one of the only logical comparisons to what she's trying to do is Bruno Mars, who has negotiated a pervasive pop stardom while retaining the credibility of his R&B roots. In her own way, Lizzo is trying for the kind of diverse mass audience that few artists attempt these days. She sounds as though she's never been more ready to take the big time by storm.
Ken Tucker reviewed Lizzo's new album called 'Cause I Love You.